Kathy Tricoli, missing you this Christmas on WWIB, and I've said it before this holiday season, I'll say it again, one of my wife's favorite Christmas albums, Kathy Tricoli's. They're called, well, that song, at least, Missing You This Christmas. I don't know if that's the name of the whole album. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Best 5 minutes of the day. Do you have a favorite Christmas album?
I was just thinking of that as you mentioned it. You know, when people ask me, historically, I would say Natalie Grant's I Believe or Michael W. Smith's Christmas Time are both really excellent Christmas albums.
Thanks for saying that. Natalie Grant, I have not played her... I have not played anything from Natalie Grant this Christmas season, so we'll have to try to do that. So
yeah, that's a perennial every year for me. That's one of the first ones that comes out.
Is there a particular song on there?
Boy.
You like O Holy Night a lot, so.
I do like O Holy Night. That's my favorite Christmas song. I can't think of, I just like everything on that whole album. I mean, I Believe is great from that album.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, the fourth Sunday of Advent yesterday, and this is the week of love.
That's a good week.
Yeah.
Every week should be the week of love.
I think you try to celebrate it that way. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, what are your Christmas plans?
That's a good question. I think John and Grace are going to come over Christmas morning.
Okay.
Next weekend, my mom is coming to celebrate. But beyond that, I don't think a whole lot, honestly. So probably try and get out and do a little bit of hiking. It looks like the weather's going to be nice, at least for the next couple of days.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I guess today they're saying in the forecast, the last chance to maybe see any snow. But again, it's not a lot of accumulation.
Yeah. Yeah, I typically take off the week between Christmas and New Year. So so for me, it's kind of the last big hurrah of the year, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I'm going to do with that time yet.
Yeah. Well, as we think about love, I'm turning to, you know, I know we have not used this in a heightened way toward Advent. In more recent days, we've been reading some scripture and some of your devotional commentary on from Letters to the Beloved about the Christmas season. But my friends Jim and Jane Jeffries have done some devotion. They did one on the Christmas carols. And for this fourth week of Advent, love... A little bit of what they say here is John 3:16, of course, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. They says, this has been used so much in sermons, cards, and football stadiums that we begin to lose just how staggering this verse is. We are God's enemies. We turned our backs on the one who loves us. So what did God do? He sent his son, part of himself, to earth. This is the first time in eternity that this intimate, loving relationship was splintered, especially when Jesus took on all sin and became completely separated from his Father. For us, he did this because he loves us so much and wants us back in his arms. And the final steps of this reconciliation started with the birth of Jesus. So.
Yeah, that word reconciliation, right? I mean, that's, that is a theme that I've really clung to the last few years, is this whole idea of the whole cosmos being reconciled. You know, and I think that sometimes it's easy to think about kind of this individual salvation piece, but boy, that notion of universal reconciliation, right? God, everything will make sense in the end. And
so
that happens in Jesus.
And I think that's a Romans 8 reference, but then also 2 Corinthians 5, for God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So good stuff there. And I think, you know, I'm not going to disagree. I mean, at other places, it felt kind of strong right away that we were God, you know, his enemies. I mean, we start off certainly Psalm 139, fearfully and wonderfully made. So we are good. And God's masterpiece, thinking of the Danny Gokey song, you know, so.
Yeah. Yep, and I think that's an important piece of that, too, right, is that...
I think that's a better place to start from.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Now, you know, has our sin separated us from God? Sure, I'll agree.
Yep.
And we needed a Savior, and hence we celebrate that this time of the year.
Yeah, that remembering our universal worth, I think, is important part
of
that.
Anyhow, it is pretty, it took a lot of work for them. I mean, basically, they come up with a different song. I mean, today, fourth Monday of Advent, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah.
And so that takes a lot of doing. Let me just close with this, because we, and I apologize we hadn't mentioned it earlier, but in terms of your books, like, obviously nobody's going to get it if they order it on Amazon in time for Christmas. But, like, do you actually have any at your house?
Yeah, they could message me on Facebook. I've got copies, I think, of everything at this point. So,
what do you know? What do you have in the in your warehouse? Like,
so I've got multiple copies of Letters to the Beloved. I have Living in the Larger Story, Notes from the Upper Room, both the book and the devotional. And I think I even have Soul of the Divine, which is a walk through the Psalms.
So I could come around and do some shopping
if you wanted to. Sure,
I have been thinking about it. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Annette in Mondovi says, in Norway, today is Little Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Eve Eve. And she says, we have a special service tonight at Aliva Lutheran called Little Christmas. Have a blessed Christmas to you and yours and our WWIB family. Thank you, Annette. Also, Vicky and Eau Claire asking for a song. Thank you. We'll look for that. And birthday Bob in Rice Lake. He's ready to go. I think he's got his Packer green and gold on and sit in front of the TV here almost 13 hours before the game. Is that right, Bob? He also says at 396-1670, and I'll make us laugh Monday if you get a joke. That's the line, 396-1670. Oh, yeah, happy birthday to our great brother in the Lord, Andre Abraham. Bob says, a wonderful friend, father of three amazing kids, and encourager of God's word, praying many blessings on your special day. All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and Detroit Drew, the co-pastor of Renaissance Vineyard in beautiful Ferndale, Michigan. You guys have a white Christmas here 2 days out, Drew, or what?
It's a cold Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not white, but I think it's supposed to snow today, so
yeah,
we'll see if that helps.
Yeah, we're saying,
but it's been cold.
We're saying it's the last chance for snow before Christmas, but again, it's not much accumulation in the forecast. I think there's a little bit on the ground, but you know, so that's at least covering the grass. But I don't know. Our temp is 30 degrees. What do you guys have for a temperature this morning?
I think it's like 15.
Okay.
Well, so you know, pretty chilly. And I'm up here in the attic with no heat.
Did you guys have the pastor joke night yet, or is that coming?
That's coming in mid-January.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the pastors
so we'll
are...
keep you updated.
The pastors are busy getting ready for Christmas at this point, right? Yeah, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, telling different jokes, that's right.
So how does Renaissance Vineyard, how do you guys handle Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all that?
Okay, so everything's, like, pretty busy. You know, we have, obviously, Sunday service.
Yeah.
And then we have a warming center for people
nice.
Who are homeless in the community for an entire week.
Huh.
So from starting yesterday until next Sunday, our building is used for a whole week as a warming shelter for the homeless.
Wow.
So we're there basically every night. And then we have Christmas Eve candlelight service. We have a community dinner that's open to the entire community. And then we have Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights. So it's actually like a very, most people are kind of powering down today, but it's the busiest week of the year for us.
Wow. Huh. You certainly give yourself. Well, Sherry wants to audition for the joke, Jim, and says this is the joke she left on the listener line. So before we get your funny story, let's listen to Sherry, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall with a Make Us Laugh Monday little tidbit. Hopefully it makes people smile. Why does everyone love Frosty the Snowman?
Why?
Because he's cool.
Yeah, he is.
Also, what is a Christmas present's favorite sport?
What?
Boxing. Have a blessed day, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, man. Thank you, Sherry.
Send her down.
Yeah.
Send her down. She's passed.
Sherry, you've got an invite to Detroit.
She's ready to go.
All right, what's your...
pay her own gas, but, you know.
Yeah, right. What's your story for us today?
Yeah, so we're in a little bit of a game, you know. I think most parents relate to this where... your kids behave basically right up till Christmas morning when they get their gifts.
Uh-huh.
And then once they get what they want, it's human nature. They turn into like, you know, just animals, just misbehaving, going crazy. My dad, when we were kids, he invented this thing called Santa Chester.
Okay.
And that was Santa's like evil brother who would come and take the gifts back before January 31st.
Okay.
If the kids were bad.
Oh,
so he made up this whole elaborate story about Santa Chester.
Wow.
And my dad was talking about this the other night at the house, and my daughter Zipporah, who's like 3 years old,
yeah,
who we didn't even know was listening, just bursts into tears.
Oh no.
And is like, I don't like Santa Chester. I was like, well, You better behave yourself until January 31st. This doesn't end on December 25th.
You try to get at least an extra good month out of good behavior. Yeah, right.
I guess so, yeah. So
that's funny because something like that with my son with a birthday, we did. I was the porch pirate. No, you better not say porch pirate. Like the birthday bandit. And so there were the birthday presents, and then I dressed up, and I was the guy who stole the birthday presents, and the kids had to, like, chase me to try to get the presents back. So.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that was kind of jazzed up the party a little bit.
You know? I love that idea. I steal your presents. I take them back to Target. I turn them in for cash.
Right.
And then I go throw myself a
birthday party. They like superheroes and cops and robbers. Thank you, Drew. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Right,
and
you.
Find some time for family during the busiest week of your year, okay?
All right. Take care, Mark.
Thanks. Okay. Our buddy Drew Fralick from DrewFralick.com. All right. Weekend recap. WWIB. Again, Caleb away today. So, Sam, good morning. Thanks for being part of the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been, you know, kind of fun to be a substitute Caleb every once in a while. So,
it kind of gets you warmed up because tomorrow you can sleep in a little bit. And then back to Wednesday, you're flying solo here on Christmas. And
that's
then
right.
Next Monday and Tuesday, you're in for Caleb again.
That's right. A busy time of year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm excited. I remember doing the show last Christmas, too. And honestly, it was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I kind of enjoyed it. That was good.
Well, weekend recap is what we call this Monday. And so I'll go first. And I saw you around here on Saturday, of course. So we hear you a lot on Saturdays. And after doing some high school basketball Friday night, I was taking care of the Chippewa Valley this week, which I felt really good about. We'll get the podcast up at wib.com here this morning. It covered a lot of different things. So you can check that out. Probably best of all, this new task force in Eau Claire that's going to try to tackle homelessness with an approach of housing first, but not housing only. And so there's other ways that the city of Eau Claire collectively trying to team up on that, but that and other things. But also did some Christmas shopping. Again, I'd say my wife handles the bulk of that in our family, but, you know, some things. And so was out and about taking care of some of that. And then yesterday included church in the morning, a big meal at lunch where we had, I think, all of our kids and some of their friends. So I think we had around 11 or so around the table. And then a gathering, kind of a small group gathering, a dinner and fellowship last night. So that kind of capped off my weekend.
Awesome. It was honestly kind of a quiet weekend for me, even for being Christmas weekend. Saturday, of course, I was here. Not a whole lot to speak of for Saturday, I suppose, but Sunday there, ended up, church in the morning. And then, I actually went out with my sister. We actually went over to Culver's. It's kind of one of our favorite lunch Sunday meeting places. Would have, done that with my dad too, but, group of missionaries from my church, actually blasted off to India.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Okay.
And so he was helping drive them to the airport. So yeah, it was me and my little sister. So we went, got some lunch, and then went to the mall there in Eau Claire. Not actually to do any Christmas shopping. That was restricted online for me only this year.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, just fun to just kind of hang out with her a little bit. And then after that, yeah, went home and just took it easy for the rest of the day. So pretty quiet weekend.
If you go to Culver's, is it the deluxe burger, the mushroom and Swiss, or something else?
Well, a variant, I suppose, of the deluxe. You got to get the bacon on there.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple other of my own personal modifications, of course. But generally shoot for the burgers.
Yeah.
Those chicken tenders, though, those are good, too. So.
They are. All right. It's usually three jokes a piece. But I don't know. Consider it kind of, you know, a Christmas bonus. We're going to give you twice that. We've got six jokes a piece today. Wow. Hopefully you don't scare anybody away, Sam.
I know it. See, what I said earlier too, Mark, is that I haven't looked at these yet.
Yeah.
So we can try and generate a genuine reaction here today for these dad jokes.
All right. You're going to go first?
All right. Let's do it. Let's see. Dad joke one. What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus?
I don't know what.
Claustrophobic.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Sam, what do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Snowflakes.
You got the answer.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We'll keep trying.
Okay.
What?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to try it again. Try yours.
Well, okay. Why does Santa have three gardens?
Why?
So he can go ho, ho, ho.
Oh, okay. Are you a gardener?
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sam, What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Okay, wait for it.
Frostbite.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. That's, yeah, okay.
All right.
What do you get when you cross an archer with a gift wrapper?
What?
You get Ribbon Hood.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Sam, what do you call a polar bear wearing earmuffs?
No idea.
Anything you want. He can't hear you.
Efficient. What do you call a chicken at the North Pole?
What?
Lost.
Yeah, right.
Chickens aren't supposed to be there.
No. How does Mickey Mouse get around during the winter?
No idea.
Mice skates. Ice skates, mice skates.
Yep. Yeah. No, I got you. I got you. Yeah, okay. Where does a snowman keep his money?
Where?
In a snowbank.
Makes sense.
Yep. I called that one.
People are like, when are these going to be over? What happened when Santa's cat swallowed a ball of yarn?
I'm not sure.
She had mittens instead of kittens.
Right, right.
Two more.
Okay, and then we're done, What's red and green and guides Santa's sled?
What?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pickle.
Oh, boy. Finally, we're going to get out of here with this one. Why did Frosty go live in the middle of the ocean?
Why?
Because Snowman is an island.
All right.
All right.
Snowman is an island.
Yeah, a lot of fun. They're dad jokes. Snowman. So, right, you know, groaners, right, for sure.
That's great. I think, I don't know, Mark. I feel like my joke threshold is a little too high or something. You know what I mean? Or maybe they're just genuinely, you know, dad jokes.
We better get back to music,
we
Sam.
We better get back to the music here.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, and we saw this story. We thought, we've got to do this. Headline, eating dessert may be better for your heart than no sugar at all, Sam.
That's right. Well, can you believe it? Researchers in Sweden, Lund University, have found that not all sugar is created equal. Their study reveals that occasional treats might provide some cardiovascular benefits, challenging traditional just-say-no health advice.
Yeah, the study tracked nearly 70,000 Swedish participants over two decades. That's a lot. Finding that the context of sugar consumption matters just as much as the amount.
While sugary drinks pose a significant threat to heart health, treats like pastries and chocolate showed unexpected protective associations.
Wow. I'm just protecting my heart. The researchers discovered that sweetened beverages are linked to higher risks of several cardiovascular conditions, including stroke,
failure,
heart failure, and heart attacks.
That's right, heart failure. That's important. However, participants who consumed regular treats had higher cardiovascular disease risks compared to those who consumed more.
And in conclusion, the study suggests that moderation is key. We've heard that a lot. And where you get your sugar matters.
Consuming between 5% and 7.5% of daily calories from added sugar showed lower risks of several cardiovascular diseases. I think that ties into what I've heard before about how eating a small amount of chocolate every day will actually like boost your heart health or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, right.
But chocolate is actually good for you.
Yeah, right. Is it dark chocolate or in particular?
It may be.
Well there you go.
Something to keep in mind, especially going into the, you know, Christmas here with all of the sugary treats about. So maybe, you know, again, moderation is key, you know, it could also maybe have those treats a little more guilt free now. Who knows?
There we go, a little bit. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday morning. Halvo and Sam here. Caleb back tomorrow, one more time before Christmas. What common misconceptions do we hate to hear repeated as fact? This is asked and answered on Reddit. So let me start it off, Sam. First one, for instance, would be maybe you hear, Einstein even failed in math. Nope, actually, one of the smartest guys ever didn't. He was the top of the class. So I don't know. How did that ever get circulated?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know a whole lot about Einstein. I guess I know a little bit more now. So
okay.
The second one here is this misconception that you have to wait to report a missing person. And actually, no, there is no 24 or 48-hour requirement. I would hope you wouldn't have to wait to do something like that.
I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting, right? Because all of a sudden, if it's just been a few hours, you might think, you know, and so maybe that's just some...
I suppose.
But, you know, they're going to maybe ask you about that and wonder what you know. Well, here's another thing that I've certainly heard. You catch a cold from being cold. Like, don't go outside without your coat, and that can frustrate parents. Apparently, that's not true, is what they say.
Yeah, I've heard it said, too, like, the classic, like, oh, don't get your feet wet, you know, like due to, you know, cold weather or cold water, maybe. But Melvin, it makes me wonder, what is the more common reason for catching a cold? You know, that's interesting. This next one here, this one's, I like this. You only use, this misconception is that you only use 10% of your brain. That's not true. I mean, this one's kind of a...
I've heard that a lot.
We use all of our brain. Huh. I mean, it seems like kind of an obvious thing.
We need to. And finally, last misconception. No, I guess you got another one, too. This one's long, though. Misconception, you lose most of your body heat through your head. And again, I like wearing a hat, right? I mean, you cover the ears, it's outside, you're cold. Apparently you don't, though. It goes back to a study where test objects were exposed to cold while not wearing a hat. In that case, yes, most of the heat loss going out is through the only uncovered part of your body, but was interpreted like you could walk around without clothes in the Canadian winter if you're only wearing a hat because you lose 80% of your body heat through your head. So apparently, I still say wear a hat.
I was going to say, I'm still confused after all that. So what I come to is, okay, we just need to wear a hat if it's cold outside. This last one here, I appreciate this last one because I do this.
Okay.
Right? I do this quite a bit, and I've always heard like, this could be bad for you, but it's not. Cracking your knuckles.
Uh-huh.
The misconception is that it will give you arthritis or joint pain or et cetera. That is not true.
Huh. Interesting.
So there you go. Keep cracking away.
Did you ever have adults tell you when you were a kid, like if you look cross-eyed, you better be careful, your eyes will stay that way?
I did hear that. I remember, I don't know who it was, but after that moment, I was like, and I think, okay, just bear with me here. I think one of my parents maybe, might not have been a parent, told me that, I heard a story about this little girl who crossed her eyes too long and then they got stuck.
Wow.
It's better not do that. And I, of course, as a child, that terrified me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. There you go.
All right.
Common misconceptions there, and hopefully you can... go about your day knowing that those things are not true now.